Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was Kevin. To all his friends, please, please, please help me. My wife has a milestone birthday, and I'm just a husband trying to figure out what to do. Kevin, your wife does have this huge milestone birthday, and you were feeling the pressure, huh?
I was feeling it a lot, and I'm hoping I came through, or mostly, because I put it in the hands of other people who I trust will do a better job than me.
Put it in our hands.
Well, you didn't put in any of your hands.
No, I didn't put it in my hands because I do not trust these hands. And I'm very lucky that these hands actually, you know, still are holding on to my wife. but Sarah's having a milestone birthday. She's turning 39.
Yep. Wink, wink.
Big 39.
Big 39. We're really excited about it. So I, you know, was trying to plan something big. And her friends actually planned something big for my 39th birthday a couple years ago.
She had hinted, like, didn't she say, like, what are you planning, Kevin? Didn't
yes.
she, like 6
mm-hmm.
months ago? Like,
right.
way out in advance, letting them know
Pressure.
That, like, don't. Just let this one go by. And he was like, oh, okay, well, this is a big one. Okay.
Right, yeah. And, you know, she doesn't want material things. She doesn't want a gift. She wants an experience. She wants to go somewhere. And I'm like, okay.
That's not Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not.
We have to go somewhere for the show. Kevin leaves like 30 minutes early. He is not.
Kevin's not a goer.
No,
he's not an explorer.
I am a homebody. And in fact, I put on my wife's Facebook post today about how, you know, she loves home too, you know, and I quoted Little House on the Prairie. Home is the nicest word there is.
Yeah. So Kevin planned a nice trip to an experience at home.
Right.
On the couch.
Well, and we had actually talked about going to the site, you know, Minnesota, where Little House is actually parked. There's like a bed and breakfast up
there.
That's
a cute idea.
That.
Great idea. So nice. Did you do that?
No.
Why?
He thought about it, he said.
I thought about it.
That was a great idea.
Thought about, but I realized, you know what? People who have better ideas than me are my wife's best friends.
Ooh, so always go to a woman's best friend.
Yes. So what we're doing, or what they're doing, is a team up. We took her best friends, April and Julie, and we're all meeting together, and we're having a big trip next weekend to Kansas City. What we're doing, I have no idea. I got nothing. All I know is they got something, and I'm along for the ride, which I love. And I know Sarah loves that, because that way it's not going to be screwed up. It's all going to be great, because it's in somebody else's hands. And that's the wonderful thing about having good friends like April and Julie.
Let's recap. He had this awesome idea to take her to her favorite TV shows set. Didn't do that.
No, I did not.
Left it to the best friends, who are now going to Kansas City, which you guys go to a lot.
Right.
And actually where the relationship even started. Exactly. You guys were doing long distance.
That's right.
The big old KC. And has no idea what his plan.
No. Have no idea.
Great birthday gift.
It's a surprise even to you.
Exactly. Yeah. See, everybody wins.
That's awesome.
Kevin gave himself a surprise party for his wife's 39th birthday.
Yeah, so, you
it's
know,
a win-win.
I believe so.
How does Sarah feel about it?
I think she feels pretty good. No, she's not responded to any of my texts or my Facebook posts yet.
You're in the doghouse.
So, I don't know. I left her a nice card this morning.
Nothing? And you haven't gotten anything yet?
Nothing.
I will say that Kevin made three separate Facebook posts for his wife this morning.
He's going to make a four.
Three different. I'm not
the
kidding.
The last one he made
three
was last
entirely
year,
separate
same day.
Facebook
exactly,
posts.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah.
And he like posted on Facebook. Like, I thought a guy would post a lot on Facebook, but man, he is going hard at the paint today.
He knows that he dropped the ball.
He's going to post again. I was just thinking about how beautiful you are. In the middle of the show, it just occurred to me that What else can I do?
That's right. Well, social media.
Try another post here in about an hour or so. See if she gets a response.
Hopefully it'll save my marriage and it'll save this birthday.
The fact that she hasn't responded yet just says enough.
Yes, it does.
Kevin.
Birthday. I love you, hon. Happy birthday.
Yeah, this is his next Facebook
post. Kev, she's not listening. She didn't even read your card yet. Yeah, yeah. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, not at all.